Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God, our Heavenly Father, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The word of God for our meditation is recorded in Romans chapter 15, verses 4 and 13. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Fellow redeemed, we've all had days that seemed hopeless. You made a mistake at work that will cost the company thousands of dollars to fix. Your car breaks down on the way to school. Your professor gives you a pop quiz, and you're totally unprepared and didn't read the assignment. As soon as you get your room cleaned, your roommate or a sibling comes in and messes it up again. You look forward to a holiday gathering, and a family member comes down with COVID, and the celebration is canceled. Where do you find hope on days such as these? In the musical, anytime little orphan Annie got depressed and began to feel hopeless, she would sing, "The sun will come out tomorrow." Suddenly, she felt better and had hope for a brighter future. All of us want to have hope, and so we come up with little gimmicks to pick us up out of the dumps. When a child strikes out four times in a row in his Little League game, a parent buys him ice cream to lift his spirits. When her daughter scrapes her knee when rollerblading, a mother might kiss it to make it better. When your spouse has a frustrating and long day at work or at home with the kids, you might take them out for dinner. But there are times when these gimmicks, these quick fixes, just won't do. You face a devastating tragedy, a serious illness, an accident, loss of employment, destruction of your home. Things can get so bad that sometimes there doesn't seem to be any hope. But even then, there is hope. As we read the Bible, God speaks to us. He encourages us. He gives us strength to endure. He gives us examples of how he has delivered people in the past. He says, "I still have the same power and the same love to help you today." The Bible is the book of hope. When our text speaks of whatever things that were written before, it's talking about the Old Testament. As New Testament believers, we might wonder what relevance the Old Testament has for our lives. To us, it might just seem to be a book of laws that no longer apply to us. However, the entire Old Testament, in its laws and ceremonies and prophecies, points ahead to the coming of Christ. For all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes. And through Christ, our amen, which means yes, ascends to God for his glory. Jesus lived a perfect life under the law in our place, died on the cross as our substitute, and arose again from the dead for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made to the fathers. We are told that whatever things were written before were written for our learning. So the Bible is not out of date. It still has a message of hope for us. The purpose for our learning the Bible is that we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. In our everyday usage, the word hope is rather weak. We say, "I hope to finish this job today," or "I hope the rain won't spoil our picnic," or "I hope this homily ends soon." Such use of hope leaves considerable room for doubt and uncertainty as to whether those desires will come to pass. But there's none of that uncertainty in what Paul is saying here. Hope here means sure and certain confidence in the faithful and true promises of God. In the Bible, we read of many flawed characters: Noah, Abraham, David, Jonah, and so forth. We may wonder why God would have us see their dirty laundry, their shameful sins, and weakness of faith. From these examples, we see if we are faithless, God remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. From these examples of believers who in their trials found their hope in God, we draw lessons of patience and comfort. Patience is something that is often in short supply in our lives. We lose patience with our children and spouse and co-workers. We feel like we're surrounded by idiots. We may even lose patience with God. We have a plan already laid out for our lives, and so we lose patience when things do not go according to plan and find that God has other plans for us. The Greek word for patience means to remain under. The picture is one of a weightlifter picking up a heavy barbell and holding it over his head and remaining under its weight. In our lives, then, patience means putting up with people who are weaker in faith or different from us, not just for a short time, but as long as it takes. Our model and motivation in patience is Jesus, who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously. The Book of Hope provides us with comfort needed in this world of loss and pain and separation. This comfort is found in the forgiveness of sins won by Christ. By faith in this forgiveness, we have peace with God, and where once was separation, and even death becomes the gateway to everlasting life. That is true comfort. It was this message of comfort that God proclaimed through his prophet Isaiah. Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. Warfare is ended. Iniquity is pardoned. Only in this gospel is true comfort found. No matter how dark the day, the scriptures give us peace and joy and hope. The God who forgives us in Christ is directing all things for the sake of his believers. The Bible is the book of hope for us. The book of hope shows us how the cares of this life need not choke out our God-given faith. The word was given to give us hope and encouragement that we might remain steadfast in the faith. That is why we read, mark, learn, meditate, and inwardly digest all that God's word speaks to us, that we might grow in faith and overcome the cares of life and find our peace with God through Jesus Christ. When things look hopeless, look to the Bible, the book of hope. Do you need help? God's word can provide it. Do you need forgiveness? God's word gives it. Do you need peace of mind? God's word promises it and will give it to you. When things look hopeless, turn to the Bible, which gives you encouragement and endurance. The Bible is the book of hope. Amen.